From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
30 years after Fidel Castro came to power, we look forward to what the future has in store for Cuba. I'm Jerry Timmins, and you're listening to BBC Caribbean Report. Last night, the Cuban leader Fidel Castro marked the 30th anniversary of the overthrow of the Batista dictatorship with a two-hour-long speech in Santiago de Cuba. He devoted most of his time to the revolution's successes in health and education and in recalling his days in battle against dictatorship. Chris McGreal was there to see how it was received.
Well, it was a televised speech. It was on every channel, all of which, of course, in Cuba are government-owned, and so there were probably, out of the 10 million people in the country, a lot, I'm sure, were watching on television. It was very important. It had been well-promoted in the press. Actually, in Santiago de Cuba, most of the city turned out to listen, and they couldn't all get into the square where the municipal building was, but they crowded in the streets around, the blocks around, and it was broadcast on loudspeakers. There was intense interest.